We actually do know from the research that many schools have very unstructured and non-evidence-based programs that they're implementing in the schools. So on average, I think each school it's shown has about 14 social programs that they'll do in unstructured group situations depending on what they feel are the needs or what they can afford or what the latest salesman has provided to them and has talked them into it with really great intentions. And it's what they often call the let's implement and hope that it works sort of phenomenon. But we were trying to offer through this federal grant an opportunity for these schools to use a package, manualized, well-regimented intervention that gives them great direction and organization for a group CBT-focused therapy with kids with proven effects that we can say if you were to measure the children's depression and anxiety at the beginning, and then again at the end after the intervention, you should see some dramatic differences and changes that these children would have reduced depression, reduced anxiety, better functioning in school. And I think that that's something that legitimately the cost effectiveness of research programs and understanding not only the actual financial costs, but the human costs, the burden on the teachers, the staff, the students themselves participating in the program are all important considerations. And you want to make sure that if there's a cost, that it will be effective. And I think offering a packaged intervention that has some effectiveness research behind it is much more legitimate in these times of financial stress when there aren't a lot of resources to go around. So you want to make sure you're choosing the right ones.